Meantime, on the other side of the country in New York.
Ice free NYC!
Public defenders protesting outside a Brooklyn courthouse this week. Don't know if you could hear it, but they're shouting, ICE free NYC. ICE as in Immigration and Customs Enforcement. These attorneys are angry because ICE agents arrested an immigrant inside one of the city's courthouses, and it wasn't the first time. WNYC's Beth Fertig is following the story. So what happened to trigger such a public outcry by public defenders in New York, Beth?
So there was an immigrant named Genaro Rojas Hernandez who had a court appearance this week because he was charged with punching a woman and violating a restraining order. And he was sitting outside in the hallway when the judge got word that ICE was in the building and that they wanted to detain him. So she told his lawyer from Legal Aid, who went outside to talk to him about his rights. And the Legal Aid folks say she was prevented from talking to him in private because the ICE agents were already detaining him. They somehow blocked her from having access to him. But whatever the case, his lawyer went back into the courtroom. She told the judge, hey, I want to talk to my client. She was allowed to speak to him. His hearing resumed. The ICE agents then took him into their custody, and they're seeking to deport him. But as soon as this happened, word spread like wildfire among all the public defenders in the building, and they said ICE is here. It went up on Twitter. That protest sound that you heard came from a Twitter feed, and they marched outside, and they had this protest.
So were immigration agents from ICE breaking policy by entering this courthouse?
No, they were not. Courts are public buildings. Anyone can enter them. And the Office of Court Administration says ICE followed its own procedures by notifying the court officers that they were there in the building. But the legal aid lawyers believe ICE took the client into some kind of restricted space behind the courtroom, and it was hard to talk to the man. And this is why the Immigrant Defense Project here in New York has been meeting with the state's top judge, urging her to make some rules about where ICE can and cannot go.
Why do you think this particular case caused so much outrage with the public defenders? Because isn't Mr. Rojas Hernandez, is he charged with domestic abuse?
Yeah, he is. And an immigrant who's charged with a crime is considered deportable, and an undocumented immigrant is considered deportable. He fit both categories. But I think the outrage is just over the principle of having ICE in these courthouses, because to the lawyers, they are considered sensitive locations. They believe that it's going to have a chilling effect. And they, in surveys, the public defenders have said their clients have been more fearful about going to their court appearances because they fear ICE will pick them up. Although we've asked court administration for data, there's no evidence, no hard data suggesting that people are not showing up to court appearances. But, you know, this is very anecdotal right now. And even prosecutors are saying it's hard to get immigrants to cooperate, or harder than it used to be.
So these were public defenders who were protesting. Are there any attorneys who are not public defenders who are pushing back?
There seems to be pretty universal consensus among the bar in New York that this is just a bad idea. The Brooklyn district attorney, after this happened this week, Eric Gonzalez, he said it has an impact on due process. He doesn't want ICE in the courts. And it's a really tough thing to deal with because ICE is saying that they need to pick people up in courts precisely because you have so-called sanctuary cities like New York, where the local police do not detain a person that ICE wants unless that person is accused or charged, actually convicted even, of a serious crime. And so ICE says, you know, every week they send out publicity emails to reporters saying, look at all these people we had to pick up because sanctuary cities didn't hold them in their jails, and courts are safe locations where our agents can go. We know somebody's going to have a court appearance. We can get them there. So if the police and the jails don't hold on to them, then we're going to show up at the courts. But, you know, as I said, there this rising alarm about the effect that this can have. And in New York, the court administration has documented at least 40 cases of this happening in the city courts this year. And there's going to be more meetings. The Immigrant Defense Project is planning more protests in the coming weeks. They want to meet with the state's chief judge. So this is not going away.
Beth Fertig at WNYC in New York, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.